Everyone has habits, some good, some bad. I cannot imagine my life without them. I don't think any of us can when we really think about it. It would be so much work. Imagine if I had to decide what I was going to have for breakfast every day. I'd have to think about it instead of having just the same thing. Well, we know that the habits you have with your money can make an enormous difference to your life, both good and bad. How do you make the wiring of the human brain as it relates to habits? How do you make that work for you? Stephen Guise has a bunch of ideas here. He's written a bunch of books on habits, including Elastic Habits, How to Create Smarter Habits That Adapt to Your Day. He joins us now from Orlando, Florida. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
You talk about habits and how they apply to every single area of life. We're going to look through the lens of personal finance today, but I want to ask you first to define what you mean by elastic habits, because I got to tell you, it sounds like cheating. It sounds like elastic pants. It sounds like I can bend the rules. What do you mean by elastic habits?
Well, you really hit the nail on the head. It is cheating, and that's why it works, because typically when we set a goal or we try to do a habit, we set the single point that we try to hit. And if we don't hit that single mark, then what happens? We fail. We're off the wagon. We're back to square one. So an elastic habit eliminates that problem by saying, okay, instead of trying to hit this one spot, you can hit this one or this one or this one. It just gives us more options for success.
You begin your book with something you called the slump, which both excited me and horrified me in equal measure. You actually put yourself into a slump for something like 6 weeks. You didn't leave the house. You ate horrible food. Why did you do that?
I don't recommend it.
Thank you for living it for us so we don't have to.
Yeah, I just wanted to test the theory that an elastic habit system could bring me back from the dead, so to speak. So I
virtual dead. I just, you weren't actually dead. You were only almost dead.
Right. I just had a bucket full of new bad habits that I formed in that 6 weeks, or started to form.
And it was helpful for you. It gave you a sense for how to emerge.
Oh yeah, it was my confidence in the system, because I'd written a previous book called Mini Habits, which this is kind of an expansion on. So I knew it was even better than the Mini Habits system, and I knew that worked for me. That changed my life already. So I thought, yeah, let's try this out.
One part of the system, or maybe this is two, lateral options and vertical targets. What do those phrases mean?
Right. So lateral options would be multiple ways to accomplish the habit. So if we're talking about finance, say you have an elastic habit for finance, it could be you could decrease your spending, you could increase your saving, or you could invest a little bit. Those would be three lateral options, three different ways to complete your elastic habit for the day. And then vertically, you could set different levels. Say saving, maybe you typically eat out twice a day. So you could have different levels of success. If you cook all of your meals at home, that could be the highest level of success, a great win. But maybe you eat out once, that would be like a moderate level win. Or maybe you still eat out twice, but you don't order as much, or you know, cut out a side to save money. So those would be three levels of victory.
So you're setting yourself up to win. You just want to be winning.
Exactly. The problem people have with habits is they make them all or nothing. And when it's nothing, not only is it demoralizing, but you're literally not making progress in the habit. You're stopping the progress that you've made.
You use this assertion, sorry to interrupt, this assertion that because it's now making sense to me, if you miss days, your goals are too big.
Yeah, you should never miss a day. I mean, maybe you miss one day every once in a while, but you should never, ever miss 2 days in a row.
Interesting. Motivational snowballer. This concept, I think, connects. There's a very prominent personal finance principle on debt pay down called the debt snowball, where you attack the lowest balance credit card because of the psychological win you have of eliminating that to zero, and then you move up and up and up. Tell me about the motivational snowballer. We're Canadians, so we know from snowballs.
I live in Florida, so I've never seen one.
Oh my God.
No, I have, but good. Yeah. So the motivational snowball is exactly what it sounds like. It's a theory of building on success and trying to eliminate the small failures that demoralize us, because the more you succeed, the more likely you are to succeed in the future.
Display your habits and track your habits. What do you mean by those ideas?
I think that's really important, especially in today's world where we're all in our phones. I like the old school systems of displaying, like, you know, a wall calendar. But for habits, if you can display your habits on the wall, they become more tangible to you. And I think that's really important because they should be tangible. They're real things that can drastically improve your life. And if you only keep them as an idea in your head, they have to compete with 1,000, 3 million other ideas, you know? So when you place them on the wall, you say, these are special. These are important to me.
This is a really important distinction here, because for a generation, we have been talking about displaying our goals, and sometimes that's in words, sometimes that's in a vision board, but you're talking about something different. You're actually talking about the action versus the result of the action.
Yes. And like I said,
you took a pause there. Like, I just reframed your life's work in the most profound way and led to your next book.
Well, we are kind of touching on my next book, but that's still a secret.
Okay, I won't say anything about it. But is that what you mean? You're going to track the habits. You're going to write it down. You're going to say, listen, my habit, my bronze level habit is I'm going to pack my lunch. My silver level habit is that I'm only going to eat out once a week. My gold level habit is I'm going to make my lunch and bring two portions and sell the second portion to my colleague. I just made that up right now.
Yeah, basically, because not only does it set that apart as special, but it also holds you accountable and reminds you.
How would you guide people to determine whether what they've developed is truly elastic in your definition, or whether they've actually snapped the elastic and what they're doing isn't sufficient to make any sustained difference in their financial life?
The most important thing when developing an elastic habit is to have distinct roles for each level. So I would say the most common problem people are going to have is they're going to say, I call it the mini level, the lowest level. They're going to make that too big. They're going to make it like a medium-sized level. And that each level serves its own purpose. So the elite top level, that's like your ideal habit, like your big win, what everyone wants. Mm. The middle level is when you don't really have that full push, that maximum energy, but you know, you can do a good amount still. And the mini level is that purpose is to catch you when you're having a terrible day, basically, when you don't have any energy, when you feel discouraged. That's a safety net. So you want to have your levels designed in such a way to have each of those serve its purpose. Mm.
One of the models for habits that I'm familiar with is ability plus motivation plus trigger. You have a nuance to that and articulate three kinds of motivation: attainability, respectability, and value. We've just got about a minute left, but I'd love for you to give us some clarity on what you mean by those three things.
Yeah, those describe the three levels. So attainability, that's the mini level. It's you can always attain it. The middle level is respectability. It's not the best you can do, but it's respectable progress towards your goal. And then value is the, you know, that's the full value you want. That's the big win that everyone wants, but we can't always do that. And that's okay. That's why we have the other levels to catch us.
What are two or three habits for you in the area of personal finance? The rubber, you're walking the talk here. The rubber's hitting the road.
I use mint.com for my budgeting. So my mini habit is to look at that once a day. That's, I can see where my money is going. That's really important. I can adjust the budget based on what I'm seeing. And then I would say another one would be investing. You can set up automatic investments. It's not exactly a habit because it's passive, but it kind of serves the same purpose of doing something small every day or every week. So you can just automatically have some money move into your investment account, or when it's in the investment account, you can move that into like the S&P 500, for
sure.
example.
Well, what's even more genius is when you've automated it, it's a habit and you literally had to do nothing to pull it off.
Right. It's like a pseudo habit that's done for you.
It's kind of like my breakfast. All brand cottage cheese, yogurt, and a little bit of fruit. I freestyle on the fruit. It could be grapes. Ooh. It actually could be strawberries. It could be whatever. I don't mind.
That's pretty healthy.
I you know, it's pretty healthy. It's a habit. 20 years and counting. Stephen, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Bruce.
Stephen Guise is the author of Elastic Habits, How to Create Smarter Habits That Adapt to Your Day.